Number 3. Physical education.
A variety of court games exist today, including tennis, squash, racquetball and handball. All are played with a racket, with the exception of handball, which is played with the hands covered with leather playing gloves. Today's lecture will focus on handball. We'll start with a little history before going into specifics about the game. Handball dates back to 15th century Scotland. King James I played a form of handball in the cellar of his castle in 1427. The game later became popular in Ireland. Irish immigrants are credited with bringing handball to the United States. And did you know handball is an Olympic sport? It was first played in the Olympics in 1936. So that tells you something about the popularity of this sport. Do any of you play racquetball? Quite a few of you. Well, the rules for handball and racquetball are actually very similar. But handball came first. In fact, racquetball was copied from handball. The courts are the same, using six surfaces for play. These include the floor, the ceiling, and the four walls of the court, even the back wall. The ball must hit the front wall with each shot. It can hit several of the other surfaces too, but the important one is the front wall. The ball also cannot bounce on the floor more than once between shots. You don't need much equipment to play handball. You need balls, of course. There are special balls made for handball. They're a little harder than racquetball balls. Players also need gloves and protective eyewear. Handball gloves serve two purposes. First, they keep the ball dry during a game when the players are sweating. The gloves also protect the players' hands. Without gloves, players could hurt their hands while playing. Okay, so we have all the equipment, balls, gloves and protective eyewear. It's not much. Now we're ready to play. If you don't want to look silly on your first time on the handball court, keep these tips in mind. Don't hit the ball with a flat hand. Always cup your hands. Bend your fingers a little as if you wanted to hold some water in your hand. Once the ball is inside the cup, don't bounce it off your palm. Let the ball roll out of your palm and off your two longest fingers. That's how you aim the ball. You point those fingers where you want the ball to go as it is rolling off your palm. So really, you sling the ball rather than hit the ball. Think of your arm and hand as a big sling rather than a bat or a racket. If you do hit the ball, it is going to hurt. Slinging the ball is how you play with no pain. We're going to spend the rest of the class today practicing this technique. I hope you all brought your balls and gloves today. If you didn't, you can sit outside the court and observe the others. It won't be as good as trying the technique yourself, but you might see some good and bad ways to do it.
1. In the lecture, the professor explains the game of handball. Summarize the lecture by putting the points in the correct order. Two. According to the professor, immigrants from which country brought handball to North America? Three. What does the professor imply about hitting the ball? Four. What does the professor mean when he says this?
It won't be as good as trying the technique yourself, but you might see some good and bad ways to do it.